Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth.
Drama.
All right, y'all. Welcome to Smooth Drama with your host, Dick Ugger. Unfortunately, my guest host, Butter Pecan, is out tonight. But as always, we're going to strive to deliver you a quality show. We got a special guest tonight. We got Preacher, hip-hop artist Preacher out of Orlando, Florida. You know, I'm getting him on the phone here in a little bit so he can, you know, bless us with his presence. In between then, I'm, of course, going to ask you, break me off a call, as always, 646-929-2037. Once again, the call number is 646-929-2037. And as always, if you're just not feeling the phone call, you'd rather, you know, email in your subject. And as always, we encourage you to email because, you know, we want to hear from you. You can always email us at smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. And also, keep up with us on your mobile devices, whatever. You got not one way, but two ways for you to get at us. First way is, of course, texting the word Smooth Drama to the number 41411. The way we can get you and we can tell you about our events coming up once again. And that is text the word Smooth Drama to the number 41411. Also, me and Butter got Say Now numbers where you can call and holler at us. Leave us a message. Oh, just holler at us live. Not right now, though. But you want to talk to Butter, you just think, like, Dick, you're a dick. I don't want to holler at you. You can hit Butter up at 619-245-4353. Once again, to see what Butter's up to, you can hit her up, 619-245-4353. And if you don't want to talk to Butter, you think her breath stink or whatever, something else stink, you can always call me, Dick, at 619-573-6165. Once again, you want to holler at me, 619-573-6165. And I, of course, will gladly holler back because, you know, I'm that kind of guy. And speaking of events, we've been talking about it. It's almost here. This Saturday night at the Carriage House. It's going to be on and popping. We karaoke. Get to come out, holler at us, you know, hang out with me and Butter and everybody else who listens to the show and, you know, just other folks in general just want to hang out and do their thing. See what's happening. Get the karaoke on. Some of y'all think you're good. Some of y'all know you're good, even though you're not. But far be it from me to tell you, stop you from doing your thing. I mean, I think, and this ain't really sure yet, but I think I got a song. Give a special shout out to my man JB for hollering at me and saying, man, you got to sing this song. And you know what? I thought about it and I'm like, wow, I do have to sing that song. Before, I wasn't going to sing the song. You know, I was just going to be on stage introducing, being militant, whatnot. But now, I got a purpose. When I sing this song, it's over. Just putting it out there right now. Dick is singing the song and be vicious with it. So y'all be ready, because when I show up, song. Once again, that's this Saturday night at the Carriage House, karaoke night. We encourage you to bring you and your friends. Anybody want to just come down and have a good time, we're going to have a good time. We're going to take pictures. We're going to holler. You know, we just going to do it big. Yeah. And even if you have your pants on the ground, you can come hang out too. It's for everybody. We love everybody. You know, on that note, oh, man, so much stuff happening this week. Even though, for the most part, none of that stuff really came up in the news, whatever. Obviously, y'all know me. I like to talk about real shit. I like to talk about shit that makes sense in the world, things that really matter. Unfortunately, we don't get that. You know, we get Tiger Woods and who he was with and stupid shit like that. And, you know, I wonder sometimes where is the focus. And it's not just him, because what we're talking about here is everybody. Everybody watching it. Everybody commenting on it. Everybody in everybody's business. You know. And I know, as a member of the media, I do talk about it. I've, you know, of course, brought it up here or there, but still, I don't generally want to get in nobody's business. I think people's personal business is people's personal business. You know, obviously, here in this country, we do a lot of moralizing, as some folks who are biblical would say, we do a lot of throwing stones in glass houses. You know, now, I mean, of course, we don't have health care bills. Well, we don't have health care. We don't have a proper taxation and representation to go with that taxation, obviously. You know, stuff that's kind of important that most folks don't think is important. You know, we have bad infrastructure. We got crazy unemployment. You know, we got a lot of shit going on that's more important than what a rich dude is doing, who he's sleeping with. Just so that we can stay, you know, in the moment here for a second. Y'all understand that. And as always, you know, I like to talk about stupid people and the things that they do. But there was one thing that at first it didn't bite me, but I kind of had to touch on it. I'm reading about people who actually have bought, or not bought, but have designed a new kind of birth control for pets. Called the pet anti-breeding system, or otherwise known as the chastity belt for female dogs. Now, I don't know if y'all know what a chastity belt is. Chastity belt was back in the old days, I guess, when they were trying to keep women chaste, or whatever the fuck you want to call that, and keep them from being defrocked or not being a virgin no more. You know, you put this shit on, and it was like a metal thing, and it had a lock or whatnot, and if a man put his dick in, if he tried to pull it out, it would get cut up because there was like metal ridges around where the vaginal area is. Very painful for the man. Now, I'm hearing that they designed that for female dogs. and, you know, selling for $65 to $95, depending on the size of the dog. And I'm like, well, hold on. Are you serious? Do we need chastity belts for dogs? This is some more of that stupid shit. You know, I'm going to talk about stupid shit. Why would you have some chastity belt and pay $100 for it? I don't know. I don't know. We have a caller. Caller, you on the air?
Yo, what's good?
What's going on, man? It's my man Black Steel. What's happening with you?
Oh, man, I'm just laying back, chilling. I'm a little under the weather this week, so, you know, I'm just trying to fight it, keep my head above water.
All right. Well, we don't want you to be under the weather here. We want you to be over the weather.
Yeah, I'm going to get there. I'm going to beat it. I'm like Roy
right,
Jones.
So
I'm the champ.
Roy Jones, he just got knocked out a couple of weeks ago.
But hey, but in his prime, he was the champ.
Yeah, but he not in his prime. I'm just saying, you know, I ain't trying to diss him. Now. I'm just saying, Roy Jones is kind of that brings to him and Bernard Hopkins are supposed to be fighting here. Like y'all kind of 10 years too late.
Yeah, that's a fight that ain't nobody gonna see. They might as well put that on ESPN for free.
Well, actually, you know, I have a thing with the Manny Pacquiao Joshua Plotty fight too, which is on March 13th, which just so happens to be what, the first week of the NCAA tournament.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah, that's bad timing. I had a Filipino guy ask me, so you gonna watch the fight, right? I'm like, nah, homie. That's the first weekend of the NCAA tournament. That's like the best weekend.
Yeah, that's exactly. Yeah, we got games Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Right, and they trying to throw this fight on, fighting against a dude that don't nobody even know nothing about. You know, Joshua Clotty.
Yeah,
I love watching Pacquiao, obviously, because he's trying to knock people out cold, which is exciting. But, you know, the whole, I'm gonna pay $50 to watch him fight against a dude that is boring as hell in the ring, and the undercard, which is a bunch of 38-year-old Mexicans. And you know, I'm in racial rehab, but I kind of have to bring that up. That, you know, because they're in Texas, they're trying to have a whole bunch of Mexicans on the card so that they can get a bunch of Mexicans to go to the fight.
There's
a lot of Filipinos in Texas.
Yeah, exactly. They're going to have to import them from somewhere.
Yeah. So, that, you know, not to sidetrack. You know, before we get to my man, before we get to my main man here, we're going to, I'm stuck. I'm sorry. You know, before we go to Preacher, I'm sorry, I don't even know why I'm not even to talk. Before we get to Preacher, you know, I want to say that I was talking about actually, you know, they have chastity belts for dogs now, female dogs. You know what a chastity belt is, right?
Yeah, definitely. But there's like an easier way to do that, but go ahead.
Yeah, well, I thought it was an easier way too. Just don't let them hit it, but or get shots or whatnot. But so some people think it's cool. I, you know, weird.
Yeah, but you, anyway, you know, hey, you know who they selling it to, and you know who they not selling it to.
Yeah, I'm thinking it ain't gonna be a lot of dogs in the hood. But you're not gonna go there right now. We're gonna call my man Preacher and see what's up with him.
Cool, let's make it happen.
Right. You're making it happen.
Chastity Belt for dogs. Oh man. I wish I would have came up with that idea. Hello.
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 Preacher, what's happening with you, man?
Okay, what's going on?
Oh, you live on Smooth Drama.
Oh, man. Oh, man, I'm live.
What you got to say to the people?
Oh, man, what's going on? What's going on, man? It's your boy Preach, man. I'm live out of Orlando, Florida. You know what I'm saying? I'm feeling really good, man. I'm on some wine right now. You know what I'm saying? I need to make sure I get on me some wine so I can feel fine. And I'm listening, you know what I'm saying? I need all the fine ladies to call in right now. Go check on my FaceTime, Preacher NP, so you can see how I look.
Uh-oh. You putting it out there early?
I'm putting it out there early. I need him to go online, go over and look at me, because I need him to call in right now.
All right. Well, y'all heard that, ladies. He's like, look at me. If y'all like what y'all see, break us off a call, 646-929-2037. So you can ask my man Preacher some questions, or just try to holler at him and see if you can, you know, get with him.
Yeah, that's Preacher and P. Make sure you use the word and, not the and symbol. Go on for my space, check me out. I'm 5'8", you know what I'm saying, 175 pounds. You know what I mean? I work out every day, man. So I need y'all to call in.
All right, Preacher, I want you to know you also on the line with my main man, Black Seal, guest host for the night.
Okay.
What's up, Preach?
What it do, man? What it do?
All right. So you down there in Florida, you know, getting your swag on, whatnot. Tell us, where you got the idea to call yourself Preacher?
Well, my father named me Preacher. You know what I mean? I've been always, you know what I'm saying, preaching about, you know what I mean. You know, first of all, let me say this. I don't want people to get it twisted. You know, preaching is not just being a preacher. Preaching is if he's just content on talking about something all the time that's preaching. I'm always, you know what I'm saying, telling everybody, man, there's a million ways to get money. It ain't got to be just, you know, fast life, street life. I'm always preaching about how to, you know, turn your money into good money, open up some kind of business. So my father named me Preacher because I'm always preaching and trying to change somebody's life.
That's a good thing, man. That is definitely a good thing. We need a whole lot more of that out there. You know?
Yeah, you know, I want to be another door, you know what I'm saying?
Okay. All right. So so tell us, you know, I know you got your thing. We're going to play it here in a little while, Swaggin'. Tell us what that's about.
You know what I'm saying? Swagging in and swagging out is just that, you know, you feel comfortable with yourself. You know what I'm saying? You go and go buy the fresh outfit and fresh clothes. And then when you hit the club, you know, you shine in it more than anybody else. So it's like you showing out. And you know what I'm saying? It's your time to shine. You get to show out. So you swagging in and you swagging out.
Right. All right.
You know
so,
what I'm saying? You know,
so is this a single off of an album or a mixtape or?
It's actually a single off of my pre-album.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I released a couple pre-album called I'm a Monster. and I also have a pre-album called The Other Side of Preach. It can be downloaded at cdbaby.com. You know what I mean? And from there, I mean, from, you know, just about every major company you can think about, you'd be able to download The Other Side of Preacher or I'm a Monster from cdbaby.com, and it's tied into iTunes and so many other majors.
All right. Well, I know I asked this question, you know, like, what made you want to rap, you know?
I would like to change the game, you know what I mean? I really want to inspire change in the world, you know what I mean? My music that I create and that I make, I really make it to be a worldwide epidemic. You know, so I want people to hear me in Africa, love me in Africa, and love me in Russia, love me in different countries, so that I actually get to change the world and just be one of them people, man, that can actually spark the goodness in people and just show the world and the world the way the world thinks.
Hmm. All right.
Hey,
go ahead.
Oh, hey, Priest, this is Black Steel. Hey, how is your music, how is it received in your community? You know, your peers, people in your community, you know, do they look up to you? How do they perceive you and the message that you're presenting to them?
Well, I'm actually loved in the community. I actually do a lot of stuff against drugs. I do their department. I go to middle schools, I go to elementaries, I go to high schools, and I perform for a lot of youth, you know what I'm saying? You know, I try to get them, you know what I'm saying, before it's too late, man. You know, I'm from the streets. I'm a street cat, but I also understand, you know, life. So when I come to them, I think I got a better opportunity or telling somebody, you know, something positive and knowing that I lived, you know, a life that was real. I was real bad, but I changed my ways. I'm able to give something back to them, and they can respect me for that. Just saying, hey, put down a gun, and I never held a gun. I can't say, don't sell drugs, and I never sold drugs. You know what I mean? So I'm coming from the streets. So I'm respected in the community. You know what I'm saying? I figure, matter of fact, after I get off this phone, I'm going to be giving my keys to the city in L.A., you know what I'm saying, tomorrow.
Okay. All right. Well, now, one of our bloggers actually has a question for you. Chocolate wants to know, so who would you compare yourself to? Like, are you a conscious rapper?
No, I would compare myself to Tupac and DMX. Mix them two together, man, and you know, you put them in a blender, and that's Preach.
Okay.
I got one more question for you, Preach. What part of Florida are you in? Where you at?
I'm actually in Orlando, Florida. You know what I'm saying? I'm right here by Disney World. You know what I mean? It ain't all Disney World down here now. I don't want you to get that twisted. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Orlando, Florida, man. I mean, but the whole thing is, man, we, you know, I feel like, you know what I'm saying, we're a big part of being the next Mecca in Florida. So, you know, man, I'm so Florida. I also got a song called We From Florida with Rick Ross. I'm featuring also Jackie Yo, you know what I mean? So it's a movement now here in Florida.
Okay.
Okay, cool.
Now, I, you know, it's funny you talk about you from Florida, and I'm kind of always talking about Florida, like y'all are different down there. It ain't necessarily you, but it's a lot of crazy shit that be going on down in Florida, like, I just read that they have given special permit licenses for people, and they're extending the hunting season for the anacondas down there that a lot of pet owners have been dumping their pet anacondas into the swamp down there, and y'all have, like, an ecological disaster where there's, like, over 100, there's thousands of wild anacondas down there. You hear anything about that?
I ain't know nothing about that, man. I mean, what, we saturated, you saying?
Yeah, what happened is, you know, people, you know, they buy these exotic pets, like, oh, anaconda, but you know, anacondas can get up to like 30 some feet long. So,
right.
And unfortunately, anacondas also lay up to 100 eggs. So you put them in the swamp in the environment they weren't necessarily supposed to be in, and,
right.
you know, it's an ecological disaster because they're too big for that little area, and they start wiping out everything. Because, of course, big snakes got to eat big things.
Okay, so it sounds like I need to round up some of my troops and I need to go and go catch me some of these anacondas then.
Well, it's legal. You get your license and I believe it starts on March 8th and you can just roll through and y'all can just get target practice in. Now, obviously, you know, they kinda are predators too, so
hey, you know, hey, I want Florida to be known for preaching, not anacondas.
You know, this has been on for a while, too. You know.
What? Well, I tell you what, you give me about another month, I'm going to have you some anaconda belts.
All right. Well, you know, if you down there hunting, please let us know and take pictures, because we will big up you every show. My man preaches down in the swamps of Florida, making the world.
Hey, I might be going all in, man. I love hunting now.
Hey, we right, start so you with your anaconda boots and your anaconda belt.
I'm saying, you know, I
got. Hey, I mean, if it's that me, I mean, I really got an opportunity to make some money.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you know, I mean, obviously, I'm gonna bet probably $1 billion that I don't have that you will be the only rapper in the swamp hunting the anacondas. So you know, when dudes is talking that food hard, I think you're gonna have all of them like, motherfucker, I was in the swamp killing anacondas. That shit.
they you know, hey, man, I gotta check into this, man. You really don't open up my eyes, man. You know what I'm saying? But I'm open to the business expectation, man. I really need to make me some goddamn purchases and shit.
Well, look at it like this. And as far as publicity goes, shit. You, like I said, you're gonna be the only rapper ever to be down in the swamp hunting anacondas, and it's legal. It's, you know, they put it out there. I read this in the paper, online, everything. It's legal. It's been going on for a while now, and it's an epidemic. That's, you can't get no more publicity than that. Now, I don't know how many of your homies going to want to be down with you in the swamp and shit, hunting 20, 30-foot snakes.
Hey, you know, hey, And the Everglades in Miami is scary as hell, man.
And, you know,
and they just under tunnels out there. It's put all out there, boy.
Hey, well, you know, like I said, if you gonna do that, let me know, cause I swear I will start every show and end every show talking about my man preaching down in Florida. You got my word.
Man, look.
Shit out, whatever.
I'm going to take some pictures. I'm going to see some pictures, too.
All right. Now, everybody
here
is.
Uh-huh.
All right. You on the air saying this. Now, everybody here, so, you know, this is.
I ain't scared.
All right. I ain't scared. I'm scared.
Hey, I guess this is a Florida party.
Yeah,
we gotta get you and get you out there in the Everglades with me.
Yeah, I don't know about that, man. You know, because a 3-foot snake got me. I can't. You know, I mess around and kill somebody in the hunting party. Certainly, have me down there. I don't know about that. So, we gotta go off that. So, you got any shows coming up? Anything you doing where the people can catch you?
Yeah, I got a show coming up in Miami real soon. Right now, I'm working on my album. My album is titled 50/50. I'm feeling real good about it. I don't appreciate album fillers. You know, every song I create, I put my all into it. I don't want you to like track 1, track 7, and track 16. I like for you to like every song that comes on. Don't touch my CD.
Yeah.
Play it.
Yeah, I'm big on that. You know, I think my man Black Phil will agree with that. You know, it's like I hate where I know the tracks on the CD.
Yeah.
2, 5, and 7, those are my tracks, and then whatever.
Yeah, you know, I'm not a fan of that. I put my all into every track, and I work hard on creating singles, so I give you an album full of singles.
Okay.
Yeah.
So,
I mean,
right there.
So, like, you know, like, I know we talk about influences musically. What direction are you going in?
Right now, I got like different levels of albums that I've created. I actually have like 5 albums I've already created, but I had to I was too left field, so I came back. It was going over people's heads because I was too left field, so I came back. You know, creating something that's not too left field. But creating what everybody can relate to.
Hold on. What you mean too left field? We need some more Leo out here. It's way too many people understanding.
You know, but you know, man, you already know how the politics is, man.
Yeah, I know. I understand that. I mean, because obviously, you know, there's mainstream, and then there's the cats that are nice.
Exactly. You know, man, you and the radio station there, you already know what I mean. I had to come back a little bit.
Oh, well, you know, obviously, you know, there's a different direction. And you know, I look at it, hip-hop, the difference today from when we would say it was in its prime is that there's no diversity. You know, and I'm big on the diversity. I mean, I didn't mind Tone Loc, Young MC, blah, 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 blah. So long as you have Public Enemy in the middle ground of De La Soul and Tribe Called Quest. It's just we ain't got no, it's like everybody's gangster or everybody is T-Pain.
Like I said, there's a lot of politics in it. So, you know, my thing is I want to get to where I'm going so that I can, you know, make changes in situations.
Well, I mean, what you was talking about earlier where you wanted kids over in what they call Africa, you know, Asia, whatever, I think that's the beauty of the Internet. You know, the fact that anybody can run across your shit. And give you a listen and like it, and, you know, record companies can't control that. You know, I think, you know, a lot of cats is looking to do stuff, the radio and whatnot, but I don't know if that will get you worldwide. I mean, it was like, I believe, MC Light. MC Light wasn't doing nothing over here. But over in Europe, she was gold, damn near platinum. And so eventually they're like looking at her over there like, well, she's selling all that there, and then that's how she got her height here. And I look at it like, you know, like especially talking to artists like yourself, you know, think global. You know, hey, if they not feeling you in Milwaukee, they may be feeling you in Beijing. You just never know.
You might, you know, so I was in Germany for like 2 years, you know, I was signed to Sony in Germany. But I definitely understand what you mean.
Yeah.
You know, I've been all over, you know what I'm saying, at least 40, 50% of the world, I mean, if I tell people now, if you ain't traveled, you got to travel, man, so you can understand everything that you're talking about right now.
Right. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, go ahead.
Yeah, I was in Spain, I was in Mallorca, I was in Munich, I was in Frankfurt, Germany. You know what I mean? And I done a whole nother gender of music. You know what I mean? But they love music, and politics is not as strong as it is in America.
Right. Yeah, it seems like we want to hear one sound at a time, and that's it. They don't
right.
hear different. You know, and I think, you know, personally, I look at hip-hop. Before I started doing this, I used to always say hip-hop is dead, blah, blah, blah. I don't think it's on the last. And I always compared it to jazz because, you know, as we know, jazz was the shit. And then all of a sudden, jazz just died. Kids don't even listen to jazz or nothing. It don't even matter.
Right.
You know, and
what I think happened. I truly don't think that hip hop died. I just think that it went underground.
Yeah. Oh well, we know it went underground. I mean, it kind of started. We got gangster.
Yeah, it's not dead. It just ain't on mainstream no more.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Mainstream is it's a new day and age, man. It's 2010. You know. So, they changing up the game. You know, either you go with the punches or you catch a cup arm on the chin, get knocked out.
Right.
Yes. I guess we took it on the chin because I don't buy anything new. I don't download anything new. If I'm going to go in and get something, it's got to be something either underground or something old because, you know, the way the music industry is now, it's just, it ain't made for us. It ain't, you know, it's something that we just can't relate right now. That's why my man Dick was saying it is good to have somebody coming out of left field with something different because what's going on now is just, it's not working.
Well, I can tell you what, we can definitely appreciate stations like yours, station like y'all. You know what I'm saying? You just don't know how much people would appreciate y'all and feel like they got something they ain't going to.
Well, I look at it like this. I think that right now, and I said this, I'm keep saying it over and over again, there's opportunity for independence, you know, that, you know, politics be damned. You know, it's a time for independence where you see major labels are losing a lot of money. And so the old way of doing things is done. And as we know, we're in the digital age now. So if you can touch people, you can start your own revolution and movement within itself without being pushed by somebody. I mean, because, you know, the old ways, you would pay your record company pimp. Or he would put you out there on the street and give you some front money, and then once you get a little popular, then you got to give all your front money back, and you don't get nothing. And it's going to change a little bit now where you get a chance to put yours out there, and, you know, a lot of times the people decide. It's just, I guess my question is,
right.
Where your marketing scheme? What's your marketing scheme, and where do you plan on going from here?
Well, my marketing scheme, I give it to you like this right here. The world can expect to see me in the next year. I'm the next Michael Jackson.
Without the skin.
Jackson of hip hop.
Okay, I'm just saying without the skin bleach, right?
Without
the skin bleach, right?
I mean, you know, if I have to reach a couple more people, I might bleach the skin.
Oh, you might lose some. Hey, you might lose some in the process, too.
I mean, I got to get on the subject. I don't know if y'all saw Sammy Sosa lately. You remember
Sammy?
places, though?
Hey, man, it all up changed, man.
Yeah, Sammy Sosa went through a skin rejuvenation where, you know, Sammy Sosa was like a dark-skinned brother. And now he's like lighter than Michael Jackson was.
Hey, it don't matter what color Michael's skin was, man. Michael changed people.
Oh, no. Mike was the GOAT. I mean, when it came to performances, all these hardcore dudes, they had them red jackets with 800 zippers on it. You know?
Yep.
I was a teenager in some days, and there was a bunch of cats with the high waters and the penny loafers. Anybody who's wearing penny loafers right now know where that shit came from.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. They just had more pockets to hide the drugs in.
Right. And the dude had the Jerry curls with that one curl in the front there. It was, look, everybody says,
hey, man, they got a lot of cats didn't get busted, man, by the police because of all those zippers.
Police got tired of looking like, all right, fuck it, just go home, shit.
I'll be like, man, get out of here.
Yeah. Well, I mean, and that's the thing. You know, when you talk about being Michael Jackson, Mike came out and was different. I mean, and I think his downfall was actually that he was trying to please everybody. And I think that's what the thing that we were talking about, like you were saying, being left field. I look at it at times where, you know, left field, because Mike was left field. Mike came out and was like, bam. And nobody's ever done that shit ever again.
You're right. You know what I'm saying? You know, I mean, there's some big shoes to fill, you know what I'm saying? But I truly feel like, man, I want to take off or Michael's legacy, you know, but I'm in hip-hop, but I want to be like the Michael Jackson of hip-hop. I mean, I want to change the game, and I want, you know, to take it back to what Michael Jackson was.
All right, well, I got to fuck with you now, though. I mean, and it ain't necessarily fucking with you, but I got to say, there was a hip-hop originator that people didn't give credit to, but my man MC Hammer, whether you like his
name
or not.
Man, MC Hammer was the man.
Well, the funny part on that, the point I'm getting at is, you know, everybody used to talk about how whack Hammer was, but if I'm not mistaken, people from Steezo to Puff Daddy with that them shiny bright ass pants that was puffy.
Yeah.
That was Hammer. Everybody stole that.
What?
Everybody was talking about how whack Hammer was, but all of them had Hammer pants on.
You're right. You're right. It was a lot of cats who were gangsters but had Hammer pants on at home.
Well, I mean, one of my favorite videos of all time, ETSD, You Got to Chill. I got all these videos up. As a matter of fact, I have the CZO video where he's got the whole Hammer gear on. And I'm like, you know, these are hardcore rappers.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I mean,
you're right.
The thing is, you know, when you talk about taking it to that height or whatever, I mean, imitation is the greatest form of flattery. So when you do come from left field, people going to go out to left field with you.
You're right. You're definitely right. And I'm bringing a new flavor to the table. I'm Tupac and DMX put in a blender. And I'm on show like Muhammad Ali.
All right. We're going to be looking for you. And like I said, I'm looking for them pictures with the anacondas, and I'm not talking about, you know, your homie taking pictures of you, or they got that America's video with you being wrapped up by the anaconda and they had to save you.
Hey, man, that's bravery regardless.
Like I said, I'm going to be checking with you, man. I'm cruising as a heart attack. I'm going to be looking for you in these anaconda pictures because it's about 13 different kinds of anacondas down there. And I'm sure they all got a purse that you can make.
I know one thing. I've seen the movie Amicus. As long as they ain't the size of the movie, we all right.
Well, you know, anacondas get up to 30 feet, man. I'm just saying.
That's yeah, but, man, those 30 feet, I mean, but I'm talking about, man, the size of anacondas. You remember that movie called Anaconda?
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
As long as they ain't that damn size, I'm all right.
Well, I mean, I guess it depends on how many gators they have ate down there in the swamp.
Damn.
Yeah.
That's crazy. They could eat gators.
Yeah, they're that big where they can eat gators.
Well, I think I'd be able to make a whole lot of belts.
All right, well, then that's a whole other line, man. You know, forget rocker wear. We'll be talking about preacher wear. All kinds.
Yeah, that's right.
Fresh ass gator jackets, gator ties. I got gator T-shirt, slippers, what? Preacher wear.
Gator everything.
Right.
Well, hey, man, y'all call in, man. Hey, man, what the number is, man? It's all in here by the anaconda thing.
No, it's, you know, you can look it up. That shit's for real. You can look it up. It's for real. You really can get a hunting license to hunt anacondas. There's a bunch of Crocodile Dundees down there. Getting that yeehaw on.
Well, I tell you what. When I get down there to come to you, I'm gonna bring you a kind of boots.
All right. I wear a size 13, so you know that's a lot of anacondas.
But it's an anaconda feet. I'm about to shoot about 4 anacondas for your shoes.
No, well, actually, if you get the right size anaconda, you probably could, you know. Just saying. You know, what size you wear, Black Steel?
Hello?
I don't know.
Black Steel don't wear.
What's that?
You might.
Get him with a.
What'd you say? Hello?
I think we're losing him.
Hello, can you come here?
Okay. All right. Well,
once again,
tell the people where they can.
Let's get to the single.
What
did
you say?
I said.
No, I was gonna say tell the people where we can hear your music again, man. Cause we gonna after we done with this, we gonna play your single for the people. We gonna get beat it out here.
All right, man. Well, this is what y'all can do, man. Get on my space, preacher. And P. Don't use the and symbol. You're going to type in the word and, preacher and P. Go to YouTube and see my music video, swagging in and swagging out so y'all can see what's going on. Go to check. I mean, I got Rick Ross at my house. You know what I'm saying? Man, I got people that's there at my house, man. I mean, Elvis Presley is there.
Tell Elvis I said what's up.
You know what I'm saying? So Elvis ain't there. Elvis there at my house every night smoking out with me. You know what I mean? So, y'all make sure y'all go on my space, man, to come check me out. I keep Michael alive, you know what I'm saying? Michael with me also, you know what I'm saying? So, if Elvis still alive, Michael's still alive, and let Michael die.
Okay, so you got Elvis, Michael, you got Tupac.
And I got Luther Vandross.
You got Luther there, too? You got Donnie?
Yeah, man, I got Luke as well.
Way there, too?
Yeah, man. So y'all make sure y'all go on my MySpace, Preacher and P. Check out Preacher, see what Preacher doing. Go on YouTube, check my MySpace out. I also got an electric cigarette that I'm in, you know, I've been sponsored by, you know what I'm saying? Y'all can smoke out with me. You know what I'm saying? It's going down real big. You support Preacher. CDBaby.com, get my new music. And stay tuned in for my new single, Swagging In and Swagging Out. Make sure y'all have a good time.
All right, man. Thank you for calling. We about to, we going to be talking because, you know, I'm going to be hitting you up every week like, where my boots at, dog?
All right, man. All
right.
Give me a call, man.
All right, man.
It's good talking.
All right, good talking to you, man.
All right.
All right.
How about y'all?
See. Oh, man.
Woo-hoo!
That was my man, Preacher, down in Orlando, Florida. Doing it big, about to hook me up with some Anaconda boots. You know, hopefully I can get an Anaconda wife beater. Anaconda short, you know, the long ones like the so-called gangsters wear that go all the way down to my shin, get some Anaconda socks and the slippers and get my Anaconda handkerchief hanging out the back here. Anyway, on that note, man, you know what we about to do? About to go into the swagging it by my main man, Preacher. Check it out. Now, that was my main man, Preacher, swagging in and swagging out. Yo, Left field, baby. Stay there. Now, as always, y'all know me. I gotta go back to my left field here. Stand on my soapbox a little bit. You know, I'm always down for the cause. And for most people here in the on the west side, Southern California area, y'all know about SeaWorld and y'all know about the killer whale that killed trainer Dawn Branchow. You know, the whale was named Tillicum, and I guess he'd been linked to a couple of other deaths this one in particular, she was like, you know, feeding him, chilling out with him, whatnot, and he pulled her in by her ponytail and, you know, killed her in front of a whole bunch of people, the onlookers on watching the SeaWorld, the little Shamu show or whatnot, which brings me to the point. I've been saying it since forever in the day. For me, the zoo and SeaWorld is nothing but abject slavery at its highest level of the game. You know, it's fun, you know, oh, look at the pretty animals, blah, 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 but killer whales, they're used to swimming in the ocean. Now, imagine you're used to swimming in the ocean, and all of a sudden, you're stuck in the swimming pool. That's sort of like, as a human being, you know, you're used to chilling out, being in your city, then all of a sudden, you're stuck in the bathroom. People don't look at it like that because we're always about that bullshit. Well, you know, man has dominion over animals, blah, 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 blah. Fuck that. Look here, man. Killer whales are killer whales for a reason. You know, people are shocked. Oh, they're all up in arms. The killer whale, why did he do it? He's a fucking killer whale. It's like the same people who are always shot by damn mountain lions hunting you down when you live in the fucking mountains. They're called mountain lions for a reason. Killer whales are called killer whales for a reason. They're killers. They're fucking predators. They're not show pets where you rub them on the head and they're all right. No. You are food. Period, point blank to them. Yeah, you can give me some food, motherfucker, but I still hate you. And every now and again, it's going to come out. But what I'm saying, and my point I'm making is this, you know, it's a standing indictment on us as a people when we think, you know, killer whales in these little ass tanks is fun and games and it's all good for our pleasure. But you see, we get to go home. We get to see him. But does Tillicum get to go home to the ocean? Is this voluntary for him? Can he just come and go as he please? Yeah, if I want to entertain y'all, fine. I get some free fish, but then I go out to the ocean? No. He's stuck there doing that monkey shit day after day. Think about it. Because if you had to do it, you probably wouldn't be down with that shit. And you probably might want to reach out.
And that's why he did what he did, because he's like, look, I'm tired of this shit. I'm tired of y'all fucking snapping y'all fingers, and I got to come running like the little house boy that I am. Yo, I'm about to stir some shit up. I'm trying to get the fuck out of here. Let me pull one of these fools under here and see if they send me home.
Right. Now, that sums it up for me. My man right there, Black Steel. Hey, if it was you, what would you do?
Think about that. I'd probably took like 3 or 4 of them with me.
All right. Well, y'all know, don't ever capture Black Steel. It's not going to end well. And on that note, we got to be out. Our time is up. I want to thank my man, Preacher. I want to thank my guest host, Black Steel, for coming on. And hopefully we get to see y'all at the Carriage House. I'm a gig hugger. I'm out.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth.
Drama.